So we're holding the middle of the first bracha. And we say, we saw that word, the word Baruch, and the idea of Melchay, Melchay Abraham, Melchay Yitzchak, Melchay Yaakov, the Hashem putting his name on a human being. So that was the day we saw last week. Then we go to Kael, Hagadol, Hagibar, Behanirah. So these three words, Hagadol, Hagibar, Behanirah, are very significant. There's a piece from the Gra. The Gra says a very important Nakuda, that the Gra says that. The Gemara says that there was once a person who went down in front of the table at the Davin, and he said, Akel, Agadol, Gibra, Nero, Ba'izaz, and he said this whole list of Shrachas about the Kodesh Baruch. So after he finished, the Tana went over to him and said, I forgot who it was, said over to him and says, you know, have you finished saying everything that is about the Kodesh Baruch? Have you finished the list? So he gave him this look. He says, Moshe, there was a king who had owned a million denaris of. And somebody says, you know, he's a wonderful, great king. He owns a million denari kasa. That's an insult. It's not a praise. It's not a praise. It's an insult. So saying that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has this list of all these different names, you know, all the shrachim, it's an insult. That's all he has. He doesn't have anything more. So it says, I would say these three were not for the fact that it said in the Torah, and it was nikva, he wouldn't say these three either. So the guy takes that to mean that the fact that these three are in the Torah and they were nikva yedid anshikas gedola to say it is indicative of the fact there's something significant about these three points more than any other Sheva. So what's the point? What are these three points? Then he takes it a step further. He says, really, everything else we're saying in the rest of Shemoneh Esrei is just a permutation and a variation of these three points. So he goes through a lot of it. He goes back and he says, well, this is an expression of Gibor, this is an expression of Nairo, this is an expression of he goes to each one, exactly how it's an expression of it. Come on, everything. He goes to almost the whole Shemoneh Esrei, touching on that point. Each one of the middle brachas, he sees an expression of Gadol or Gibor or Nairo. Okay, that's one Gemara. The second Gemara, about Gadol Gibor Nara, the Mar Yuma, the Mar says that we find, even though Moshe Rabbeinu said Hakel Gadol Gibor Nara, Yirmiyo, when he one place Yirmiyo in the Pesukim Yirmiyo, it only says Hakel Gadol VaGibor, but in Yil it says Hakel Gadol. Doesn't say Gibor Benar at all. Just says one of the three. I'm not sure what I said to me. He says, so Yirmiyo says that Hakel HaGadol, HaGibor, VaHanara, he's awe-inspiring. VaAkumar, Makarkar, VaHecholai, the Goyim are sitting there in his palace and having a good time. Doesn't even seem to be so awe-inspiring. He didn't say Nara. HaGibor, so Daniel says, "Akam mishtabnim bebonov." So where's his strength? Ayegemaraisav. He didn't say a gib. Came I the answer against Gadol were instituted in Shemoneh Esrei. Hagadol hagibur b'hanar. He says they came along and they said, "Hein hein gemaraisav, hein hein naraisav, hein gemaraisav mikemar chabel min Hashem." The Akam is been mishtabnim bebonov, and the Brashim lets them do that. That's his gemurah. He's holding himself back and not beating them up. He says, the Naira, he said, what's the Naira? That one sheep among 70 wolves and it stays alive. Isn't there any bigger Naira than that? So that's the God of Gibor Naira. That's what he says. So what is it? So what the going is mashed a different place. And what is important, you said, Rav Hutner has a fascinating idea. That we talk about Gresham's different meters. Some meters he calls primary meters, some meters he calls secondary meters. Gresham created the world Adam Chesed Yibani. The world was a world of Chesed. Gresham was a meter of Din, which is the opposite of Chesed. Din was created to enhance Chesed, because if you get something based on judgment, you enjoy it much more. So Din's purpose wasn't, Gresham didn't create the world because he wanted to do Din. Gresham was just itching to do Din, so he created the world so he can, you know, beat up some people. Right? He created the world to do chesed. And in the world that he created, he set it up with a system of din, because therefore the people will feel much more feel better about the chesed that they got. So din is not a primary meat, it's a secondary meat. Says the primary meat is gadol. The more says, Rashi says in Chumash, gadol means that the Bereshim's meter of chesed. The Avodah Hashem Baruch is the meter of chesed. That's the primary meat. Like we spoke about last week, the idea of Bereshim's chesed putting his name. Why does Bereshim hold himself back? What is the Gevura? He holds himself back. Why does he hold himself back? Because he decided for us, it's better for us that he should hold himself back. He could, you know, it's. Your kid only learns something by, you know, by, you can't learn how to ride a bike if you don't want to fall down. You ride a bike, you're going to fall. You're going to learn how to play piano, you're going to come out with some sour notes. Klaus is going to become what they're supposed to become. They're going to have to go through some of the hard times. They make a mistake, they have to learn consequences. If every time they understand there's no consequences, they're not going to learn it. They're not going to learn not to do a variance. So, the Bereshim, as much as he loves his Kleisel, his children, he says, for their betterment, I have to hold myself back and not save them. See, his gevura is that he even when they come and they insult him and they say, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc., he just keeps quiet. That's a gevura to keep quiet, because that's what's better. Where the neuro is, he maintains us, he takes care of us under the most difficult circumstances. So where's the nerva? If you stop, there's the element of nerva that it's on. If we think about that, that's a much bigger expression of the Guru of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the nerva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he can do such a thing. But the bottom root is, it still goes back to a God. Those are all hechatimsis for the God. They're not separate. Those are hechatimsis for the God. So they came along and worshiped. So why didn't they say it? They didn't feel it. Yirmiyahu didn't feel like that. And Bereshim is MS, you can't say this if you don't feel it. Yirmiyahu didn't feel it. He could have come up with a shekel tartar fan for the kasher, but he didn't feel it. He didn't feel like that. The Bereshim is MS, so you have to say MS. So the void of the person of is the hair, how much the Bereshim is doing for us through the oifen of Gibra, of Gibra's strength is something expressed by not doing something. It's a lot easier something it's a lot harder to hold yourself back and not do something. That's, you're controlling yourself, you're containing yourself. That's strength. The meat of kale is strong. It's Eli or it's Lokat, Rashi says. It's strong. At the same time, it's one of the meters of chesed. Rashi says, Esther says, Keli Lama Zavtoni. He says, you're not going to misspell like that the Midas Adin. You have to misspell like that Midas of Rachim. So Kale is a Midas of Rachim. So I think going back to what we said last week, so there are different expressions of the different Midas of Rachim. But there's, where we're in the Scottish Shoah, so there's different ways, even there's the direct Rachim, the direct Chesed, and there's the indirect Rachim during the Chesed, which is also Rachim and Chesed. And the yisod of the first bracha, the Gaon says, is the meat of Gadol. The second bracha is obvious; it's called Gevura, it's the meat of Gevura. And the third bracha is Kaddish, which is Nara, Nara v'Kaddish, etc. So the first three brachas are Gadol, a Gimel v'Nara, but they're all wrapped up into the first bracha because everything's wrapped up into Gadol. So the Kud of the first bracha is, the Gaon says, is the meat of Gadol, which is the meat of Chesed. We are able to perceive a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Gadol, Gimel v'Nara. Kel Elyon means he's way above this. That after everything we realize about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we realize we don't really realize how much. So our minds are limited. So he's Elyon, that he's way above our ability to understand. As much as we're saying that we do understand, we're understanding that it's not any real understanding. So according to this, Kabel Chasidim Tovim Mekanei Hakol, it's very flows very easily. Kel Bereshim is the creator of everything. The Zocher Chastei Avos is also a tremendous element of Chesed. So a few nekudas over here. So I mentioned to you last week. I think I mentioned to you last week. I think the word Be'ahava is the defining word of the whole bracha. There is. you can understand the word ba'ahava going back, mavigorel divnei v'nehem l'man shal b'ahava. It's a modifier to the last sentence. You could put a comma there. Okay, Avraham, b'ahava. Okay, Yitzchak, b'ahava. Zerchah chasteyobes, b'ahava. Maybe the girl of Nehem, b'ahava. Ba'ahava is a modifier to the whole thing. This bracha is a tremendous vehicle to give us a window of understanding how much Abba Kodesh Baruch Hu has for us. Not just in the maybe Goel, but in every single element over here, there's an expression of Abba. Maybe Goel is named in the Hamas and Moshe Hoiva. It doesn't say he will be, he says he is named. He's maybe Goel is named in the man Shmoy. What's the man Shmoy? So the idea of shame. Talk about the shame of anybody, the shame of Kodesh Baruch, but shame, what is a name? So, a name is a way to point at somebody. Ibn Ezra says the root of the word shame is in the word shom. There he is. So I want to say, I have a very close friend, and you know who he is, and he's 6'1", and he has black hair, and he wears glasses, and he has buck teeth, and, every time I talk about him, I say, and that's the guy, It's very long-winded. You should say, his name is Shmerel. Oh, I know Shmerel. It's much quicker to say Shmerel than to say the whole description every single time. So the way for me to say, there he is, that's the guy, that's what I'm talking about, is a shame. Shame is a way to say, there he is. What does it mean to shame by Kodesh Baruch Hu? Well, there he is. We don't know Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't understand Kodesh Baruch Hu's essence. But Kodesh Baruch Hu allows us to understand a certain amount about him. That's our way to say, there he is. This much I see about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I understand a Kodesh Baruch Hu. For me, there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So shame is a way for us to understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's an expression, one of the versions on Haggis in the Bria, one of his meters that he uses to deal with the Bria, and that's a shame. So Baruch Hu has a shame of Chanun. What do you mean Chanun? We see the Chanina that a Kodesh Baruch Hu does, and we understand a little bit about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's our way of seeing Kodesh Baruch Hu. So obviously, our understanding of Kodesh Baruch Hu is very limited in the Olam Hazeh. This understanding of the chesed of Kodesh Baruch Hu, what he does, etc., is very limited. The man Shmoy, in order that we should have a much deeper understanding of what his shame really is, he's going to bring the Goyo. Because when the Gula comes, we'll have a much greater understanding. There's one Nakuda there's Machshav I once heard. Betzim, it's a Ramchal. But Rabbi Avidim Miller Zatzal said it in his own way. Ramchal says that Bershom has two simultaneously anhagas which he runs the Bria. One is the anhaga he calls anhagas of Mishpat, which is Scharb Arnish. The Bershom reacts to the Maisim of Bnei Adam, etc. Then he has something which he calls anhagas of Yichud, anhagas of Mazel, which in the Bershom has a purpose for the Bria. The Bria has to go from point A to point B. Every person in the Bria plays a role in that, and it has to play out in a certain way to get to that point. That is what the Bria is all about. That might mean sometimes that somebody does something wrong, we'll get punished. Somebody does something seemingly good, we'll get punished because we got to get to that point. So how do the two things stem? The person is able to stem the two things, is able to find some way that Hagas Mishpat and Hagas Yichud should work together. But we don't really understand Hagas Yichud. When Mashiach comes, and our understanding is that much more expanded, we'll be able to look back and say, that's why that happened. That's why that happened. The Rabbi Miller Zatzal gave the muscle to the Purim story. As you listen to the Purim story, they have no idea why these things were happening. You go back after the Purim story, he says, why was it that Achashverosh decided to make his capital in Shushan? Because the Gaul had to come up through Mordechai. Mordechai was living in Shushan, so he moved the capital to Shushan. Right? Chazal said, what guarantees you move the capital to Shushan? Why should you want to move the capital to Shushan? Because the artisans who were able to make the throne that he wanted lived in Shushan. And once they made the throne, they figured they couldn't, which he wanted to have more like B'Shem Melech, they couldn't transport it. So they were stuck in Shushan. So they ended up making the Malchus in Shushan. Mordechai was there because, nobody was able to tell you B'Shas Maisa, that's why it happened. Well, you know what? Because Mordechai said, nobody knew that. after the whole story is finished, that's what the first pasuk of the Megillah, is telling. What's the second pasuk telling? Megillah telling me? Every single pasuk is telling me something. And the Gaon's Pirush is miyusad on the fact that every pasuk in the Megillah is in some way enhancing the Nes. So Rabbi Vilna Zatzal says, you know, Mashiach comes, we're going to do the exact same thing about the history, 6,000 years of history. Every single thing was there for a purpose. We're going to sit and study history. You know why that happened over here? This minister did this in this country? Because it enhanced something which had to happen. So it's a tremendous gili of Shmoy, that understanding of how Kadosh Baruch Hu ran the world and how much the hunger of the Rishon will be. You're talking about not tenfold and not a hundredfold, not a thousandfold. Just a tremendous, it's a different plane of understanding. That was the thing which seemed to be a kisui and something which was hiding Kadosh Baruch Hu, was really hetatimsa for the gili at the end. So the Rishon Metzim is a maybe goel. It's a constant, the process is not, it's not a one time, it's an ongoing process. And the goal of that will give us a tremendous understanding of Shmoy, will let the hair, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu was concerned and cared and about the world and about Klal Yisrael and about us. And that's the culmination of what the goal of this bracha is. What Avraham Avinu started was that awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chesed and the Bria, Mashiach is going to finish. And that's the so we're saying we don't see it, but at least we understand it, that that's how it's going to be. And that's the melech, and that's ba'avu. The last, so then the melech is there, Mashiach again. So the course is melech. He's always there, Mashiach again. He helps. Mashiach means he doesn't help. He does it. Again, he prevents it from happening to start with. It's a Milton Teichens. The Russian's on Haga, there's an Haga where, if in a certain sense, if we're holding the Madrega, the Russian will say, you know what, you're a big boy, I'll be there to help you. You know what, you're such a big boy, I'll do it. You know what, even less than that, I'll make sure it doesn't even get you get close to it, because you can't handle it at all. So, that's if it's the Madrega, in a certain sense, on Haga, but always there's a higher on Haga. The Medrash says that there was four kings who made a bakasha. David Melech says, let me run after my enemies, catch them, destroy them, etc. And then it says that came along Asa, and Asa said, you know, let me run after them, but you destroy them. Yeshua says, you know, says, let me, you know, I'll stand there and fight, I'm not going to run after them. And Chizkiyah says, you know what, I'm going to sleep, you take care of everything. So Chizkiyah was bigger than David Melech. It's the opposite. David Melech was able to do the Madrega, go and run after it, and still realize it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'chol Adalek Shur. I'm going to jump over the wall. It's you. It's not me. I says, you know what? I'm scared. If I actually capture them, I'm going to think I did it. But if I know, if I run after them and you destroy them, I know that you did it. Yeshua says, you know what? Even that I'm scared of. If I stand there and they run away, I don't, I'm going to chase after them, I'll realize it's you. So he says, you know what? I don't even want that. I'll know, Chlor, it's you when I go to sleep and you take care of everything. So the greater Madrega is the Madrega of Oizer. But some people need more than Oizer, so the Bereshit will do that also. Some people need more than that, the Bereshit will do that also. The Chesim of Chesim, again, Avram really deserves a little more talking about it. Maybe we'll just talk about it next week, together with Gevurus. Talk about Bracha Gevurus next week.